Tuesday, March 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count as loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. The vain delights that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, what grief and love flow mingling down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were all a realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demand my soul, my life, my all. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. They insulted me and filled me with dread, but the Lord was at my side like a mighty warrior. Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable. With a harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age. Though their name spread wide through the land, in his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon. They insulted me and filled me with dread, but the Lord was at my side like a mighty warrior. Continuation of second antiphon. Deliver me, Lord, and place me at your side. Then let whoever will lift his hands to strike me. Now continuation of Psalm 49. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for my successes, yet he will go to join his fathers. Who will never see the light any more? In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. You condemn the rich, Lord Jesus, because they have already received their reward, and you proclaim the poor blessed, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Teach us to seek for imperishable goods, and to have confidence in your blood, poured out as the price of our redemption. Repeating the second antiphon, deliver me, Lord, and place me at your side. Then let whoever will lift his hand to strike me. And the third antiphon, you were slain, Lord, and by your blood you have ransomed us for God. Revelation chapter 4 and 5. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the third antiphon, you were slain, Lord, and by your blood you have ransomed us for God. And our reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27b through 30. God singled out the weak of this world to shame the strong. He chose the world's low-born and despised, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who were something, so that mankind can do no boasting before God. God it is who has given you life in Christ Jesus. He has made him our wisdom and also our justice, our sanctification and our redemption. And the responsory, we worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because of your cross, you have redeemed the world, we praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it up again. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it up again. Enter intercessions. The Savior of mankind, by dying destroyed death, and by rising again restored life, let us humbly ask him, sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. May your mother, comfort of all the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in his glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, may we receive your forgiveness and mercy as we celebrate the passion and death of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.